Up the right side towards Brad Stewart. 1 minute to go. Popped it off the board. Zetterberg bothered from behind. Got it across the line to Dan Cleary in the slot. Lidstrom on the shot. Oh, a pad save. Lidstrom scores! He got the rebound and fired it home with 49.1 seconds to go in regulation. And the Red Wings snap a 2-2 tie. Take a 3-2 lead. And Lidstrom's second goal of the game.
Nicklas Lidstrom's goal avoided overtime and gave the Wings game one against Anaheim. Ken Cal, the call on WXYT in Detroit. The Red Wings set a new record by opening their 18th straight playoff series on home ice. And when you couple Lidstrom's goal with Johan Franzen's last-minute goal in the first-round clincher against Columbus, the Wings are the first team ever to win back-to-back games in the same playoff year with tie-breaking goals in the final minute of the third period. It was the fourth tie-breaking goal in the last minute of the third in these playoffs, the most in any NHL postseason. The Red Wings and Ducks couldn't avoid overtime in Game 2. In fact, they couldn't avoid second and third extra sessions.
Rob Niedermeyer, Miller across the line. Marchand shoots, scores! Todd Marchand wins the game for Anaheim in the third overtime. 4-3, a minute 15 into overtime, 3 on a shot up high that beats Osgood.
Steve Carroll, the call on the Ducks radio network, as Todd Marchand's goal even the series at 1. Anaheim's no stranger to working late, as the Ducks are now 14-3 in overtime since 2003, with twice as many wins over that span than any other team. Chicago was on the verge of heading back to Vancouver and facing elimination, but the Blackhawks know how to battle from behind.
And then Ladd lost it down the boards. Mitchell tried to clear. Ladd kept it into Havlat all along the slot. He shoots, he scores! We got tie game!
John Weideman on News Talk 720 WGN in Chicago as Martin Havlat tied it at 1 with 2:44 to play, and then it was off to OT.
Duncan Keith to the left circle. Havlat back in front for Keith. It's off his skates to the right boards. Boland's got it, turns and fires. It scores! Hoffman! Andrew Ladd at the top of the Vancouver crease! Deflects it past Luongo! Hoffman 2-1!
Andrew Ladd tipped it home, and for the fourth time in these playoffs, the Blackhawks had come from behind to win a game. After dropping Game 1 against Boston, Carolina used clutch net minding and timely scoring to take a 2-1 series lead.
It's Savard to Weidman, a slap shot deflected. Here Chara in front of the net. He took a bang at an open net and goal!
Chuck Caton on the Hurricanes radio network as Cam Ward made 36 saves and a 3-0 blanking of the Bees to even the series at 1. It's the most saves in a playoff shutout in franchise history. The clutch goal scoring came in Game 3 from an unlikely source who's becoming a Carolina playoff hero.
But the road captain Chara gets rid of it off Goodyear boards and off the skate of Yolton and it's on Toto on a key pick. Roaming it on the right wing, he pulled up on the diamond back end at the net, a rebound, they score!
UC Jokinen wins it for the Hurricanes 3-2. Acquired from Tampa Bay in February, he played 25 regular season games for the Canes and scored just once against his former team. But now he has 5 playoff goals, including a pair of game winners. Washington against Pittsburgh, Ovechkin against Crosby, and the marquee players are living up to their billing.
Kozlov got it away, Ovechkin 1-on-1 against Sergei Gonchar. Cutting in, fire, he scores! Inside out move by Alex Ovechkin. He's the Cat in the Hat, and the Capitals have a 4-2 lead late in the third period.
Back to Evgeny Malkin of the Penguins on the near boards, getting towards the net. Feed it in front, loose puck bouncing there, backhanded. Varlamov the save. Kunis trying to drive it in, can't. Crosby with it. He shot it. Varlamov stopped it. Not once, but twice. In front, it goes in.
Alex the Great and Sid the Kid, each with hat tricks as the Caps held off the Pens 4-3. The calls come courtesy of Steve Colby on Federal News Radio in Washington and Mike Lang on the Penguins Hockey Network. It's just the fourth time in NHL playoff history that a player from each team had a hat trick in the same game. Having lost both games on the road, Pittsburgh knew the importance of victory in Game 3. Up 2-1, the Pens threw Washington a lifeline when Nicklas Backstrom scored on the power play with a minute 50 to play. That forced overtime. In the extra session, Chris Letang joined Darius Kasparaitis as the only Pittsburgh defenseman to score playoff overtime goals. Mike Lang again with the call on the Penguins Hockey Network.
Penguins win the draw at center point. Letang shot, score! It was deflected in! Chris Letang shot the puck! The Penguins are
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.